Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the mystery, thriller, and suspense novel In the Dark of the Night, author Leroy Schering introduces 18-year-old Terry Wheelington, who, after the death of his father, travels from Canada to Utah to live with his uncle Ted Wheelington, Aunt Cora, and two ranch hands. Receiving a chilly reception from his estranged uncle, Terry wonders if perhaps the move had been a big mistake. Suddenly, dark secrets long buried slowly rise to the surface with shocking revelations, and Terry is caught up in the middle of a sinister web. Leroy worked at the University of Utah Hospital in the Environmental and Linen Services departments as a data entry specialist for 38 years, now living a leisurely life. In the Dark of the Night is his first novel. He's presently working on a new suspense story. Leroy Schering, author of In the Dark of the Night, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Leroy. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you.
Looking forward to finding out about In the Dark of the Night. I'm reading reviews. People love the story you tell there. It's very descriptive. They really enjoy the characters. Where did the idea come from? Where did this whole idea start to tell this story?
Well, it was when I was back in high school. I picked up a book. I don't know if you're sure of her name, but Mary Stewart.
Oh, yes, yes, I've heard of it, yes.
Yes, she wrote the Merlin trilogy. But anyway, I got reading to her, and I thought, that sounds really fascinating, but because I haven't traveled, so I didn't know any of the locations or anything like that. And so I said, well, I could probably do something here and places that I know. And so I started writing, and it just developed from there.
It's an amazing story that will grip you from the very beginning, wondering what's going to happen. And if you think you know where Leroy is taking us during the course of the story, guess again. So many twists and turns as you're reading this. How long did it take you to write this story?
Oh, probably about a year, maybe 2 years.
Now, how did you go about that? Did you have this all in your mind? Did you do an outline before you got started? How did you come up with the story before you started the actual writing process?
Actually, I just started writing, and I sent it to, it was like 38 pages, double-spaced. I sent it to a publisher, and they said, in order for it to be a novel, it had to be at least 400 pages. And so I just kind of just let my character take over and live through his life.
Well, it's an interesting character that you talk about in the book. The book is In the Dark of the Night. Leroy Schering, that's S-C-H-U-R-I-N-G, is how you spell his name if you're Googling. The book available wherever books are sold, writersbranding.com, Amazon, link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you come up with Terry? Where did this idea for Terry begin?
I was just trying to figure out, you know, I mean, a lot of the books these days, they involve, you know, detectives and police officers and FBI agents. And then I just wanted to do something different. And so I just came up with this young boy, you know, living on his uncle's ranch and then finding out all these new secrets coming out.
It really, and I mentioned, gets caught up in this web of intrigue and mystery. That's exactly what happens to Terry after he moves out to live with the estranged uncle. In the prologue, you said it right away with Terry with his dad and the boat and the fire, the St. Lawrence River. It's all very descriptive as you tell that story. Just briefly, talk a little bit about that in starting out. And Terry was close with his dad. That was a very emotional scene. I'm sure it was to write as well in the beginning when Terry had to leave the boat with the fire and the tragedy that followed.
Mm-hmm.
How was it to write that, that emotional?
That was kind of hard. And the part where his uncle slaps him, that was hard.
Yeah, there's
and then the ending, the last chapter was kind of hard to write.
There are periods of that difficult to read, and it's like, boy, you really feel you can empathize with what's going on as the story unfolds. And In the Dark of the Night by Leroy Schering is the author and our guest on the program. He ends up going out to visit his uncle, but it's not an uncle he was necessarily close with, was it? It's a whole new area out there as he goes from Canada to Utah. Talk about the uncle, the ranch, and his wife and the ranch hands.
Well, his uncle owns a ranch, like you said, and because they don't do bunkhouses much anymore these days, I just had a couple of ranch hands staying there at the ranch, and I needed them there because they were part of the intricate part of the story, you know, because they're involved in it. And then he just hires out local ranchers to help them get the cattle in during the winter.
And then one of the hands ends up dead, and there's a murder weapon there that what is tied back to Terry's father. I mean, this is really, I'm reading this going, wow, this is a great story you're telling here. Again, was that all pretty well laid out ahead of time, or did some of this evolve as you were writing the story?
It kind of just kind of unfolded as I was writing it. I said, I step into that character's world.
Yes.
And when I do that, there's nothing, you know, I mean, a TV or a radio or anything could be going on, and I wouldn't even know it was on because I'm in this other world.
Well, that's interesting.
And so I just...
Yeah, it's when you're in the zone like that, is it difficult to stop? I mean, you look at the clock, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you've got something you need to do the next day, but the story is really moving along. How difficult is it sometimes when you have the flow going and you've got to, like, stop it for a while?
Yeah, it is difficult. Sometimes I've gone, you know, and realized, you know, several hours have passed, and it's like, whoa, what the heck?
Exactly. Rather than writer's block, just the opposite of that, where the story is unfolding and maybe faster than you can even write it down or come up with it. The story is told through by Terry. You've got dialogue. Talk about introducing dialogue and the characters and how you're able to move the story along by using the dialogue.
That was the hardest part. I'm not really good at dialogue, but I let the character take over and let them say what was on their minds or whatever.
Interesting, where you actually get into
that kind of help move the story along.
You do it well, and I say that because sometimes you read and dialogue gets in the way. It's like, okay, I really don't need to know all of this. And you do it in a way that it ties everything together. It's a bridge between what's happening, what people are thinking, the interaction between everybody in the book. It's really well done. Amazing first novel by our guest on the program, Leroy Schering, S-C-H-U-R-I-N-G. The book is In the Dark of the Night, available wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon, those places, writersbranding.com, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And then we find out as it unfolds, there really is a sinister event going on there. I'm not going to give too much away and talk any more about that, but you really hold our attention. Did you know how it was going to end? We don't, as we're reading it. Did you know how it was going to end before you got to the final?
Actually, I didn't. I just kind of let it go, you know, let the flow go, and it just kind of connected and everything kind of come together. And
it really,
that's how it ended up.
Well, you hold our attention, and we're not disappointed at the end. The book is In the Dark of the Night. The book, mystery, thriller, suspense, all of those elements in this novel by Leroy Schering. Are you working on another book?
I am right now. I'm probably about a third of the way through it right now.
Now, I mentioned that was a new suspense story. Is that how does that differ from the story you're telling in the Dark of the Night?
This one is, I can't really explain it. It's different.
Okay.
Well, to give you a kind of an idea, it's about a young boy who's seeing his mother murdered when he was 4 years old.
Ooh, yes.
But all that went blank, and now it's 15 years later, and he's gone back to where the murder occurred, but he doesn't remember anything about it. But the someone thinks he knows, but he don't. And so they're kind of going after him.
Mm. Now, that sounds interesting as well. Any idea when that will be published?
I have no idea. I write it all in longhand, and then I type it up.
Ah, somebody that does longhand.
And then it goes from there.
It's interesting, yes. And obviously that flows, and you can write fast, and you can read your writing, and it works for you. Is there I want to talk about the process of writing. Do you have a particular time of day? Do you have a certain area in your home that you like to write? Talk about the writing process. Where you do it, how you do it, how long you do it.
It depends on if I have other things planned. I usually try to do it in the afternoons between 12 and 5.
Ah, that's okay. So you set aside time, and then you go in, and I take it you don't like to have a whole lot going on in the background, television playing in the background or something. You like to focus, totally be absorbed by the story.
Right, yeah. Like I said, when I step into that character's world, I become that character, so I know that what he's saying, what he's doing, what he's feeling, what he's tasting, that's what I'm doing.
When you've got somebody like Terry, and that's the main character in The Dark of the Night, and what Terry is going through, and you're writing, and it's the end of the day, it's 5:15, you've got something going on in the evening. Is it hard to get Terry and the other characters out of your mind when you're not writing? I would almost think as you're sort of walking through a shopping area someplace, or walking outside, going through the parking lot, your mind is wandering and thinking, okay, what did I do with Terry? Can you shut it out, or are you thinking about these characters throughout your real life?
Mostly at the time, I think about them, you know, when I'm not doing anything. Like if I'm doing housework, I think about them. I wonder what they're doing, what they're up to, you know, where they're going. And
yes. They almost become part of the family, don't they, as you're going through?
Yeah, they do.
You get so close, and it's a family that you created. We're talking with Leroy Schuring. That's S-C-H-U-R-I-N-G. The book is In the Dark of the Night, book available wherever books are sold, writersbranding.com, Amazon, all the usual places, information on our website. What was this like for you, writing this book, In the Dark of the Night? First time, I'm sure you went into this with some expectations, probably not quite sure what exactly the process was going to be like. As you look back on it now, what was it like? Did it meet your expectations? Was it as much fun, as rewarding as you thought it was going to be?
It was a little bit fun at first. But then when I sent it out to different agents, I got different ideas. Like when I first wrote the book, Charla was actually a young boy. And him and Terry were going to become good friends. But then one of the agents said, well, why not make it a romantic interest?
Ah.
And so that's why I switched it, and that's where Charla came in.
Interesting how that evolves as you were telling the story. What was it like when you see the finished product for the first time? You've got all this work that you put into this. This is the first time. You get a box probably at the front door, and you've got books in there. The book is In the Dark of the Night by Leroy Schuring. You've got your cover on the front. You've got all the information there and your name. What was it like when you held your first published book that you wrote?
Actually, it seemed almost unreal. It was like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, after all this time, finally, it was like, really, really? And what was so funny was that when I sent it to Newman Springs, they were the first ones that published it. And they did it all, and they sent me a copy of the but to go over to the pages, make sure they didn't leave anything out or anything. As I'm reading it, I'm going, my goodness, did I really write that?
impressed with your own book. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that really. Yeah, sign. I was like, I don't remember doing that.
Well, it turned out well. This is the first novel written by our guest, Leroy Schering. It's doing exceptionally well, receiving excellent reviews. Book available wherever books are sold. The mystery thriller suspense novel, In the Dark of the Night. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to where these ideas all began for you. Who were some of the influences in your early life that maybe a teacher, a parent, or a relative of some kind that got you interested in reading? Where did this all begin, reading and writing? Where did that start for you?
I think it started when I was in school. I did really good in English. Some of the other subjects I wasn't too good in, but English was one of my really good subjects. And then I started reading, you know, like I said, Mary Stewart, and then a couple of other good authors, and I just kind of learned from them.
You do so well in writing in this genre. What makes a good mystery? What elements are necessary in a good mystery to hold the reader's attention?
You have to keep leaving little tidbits, but you don't want to give too much away.
Yes.
Until you get to the end, you want to keep them so that they keep on reading, so that they don't, you know, after the first couple of chapters, say, "This is boring."
How difficult is it to go back and edit your own material? To go back and reread it, maybe go back and pick up to get a train of thought so you can complete it when you've resumed your writing. How difficult is that? Is that tedious? Is that fun? Is it difficult because it was your words to begin with and you really feel you need to tighten it a little bit? What's that editing review process when you go over a draft? What's that like for you?
Actually, I find it interesting to go back and find out what I did write, and then to go back and say, I wrote that, then maybe I should change this a little bit and change that a little bit.
Yes.
But, you know, most of the time, I just let it go.
What is it that you would say to an aspiring author, someone like you, that always wanted to do this, had not done that? You started it, you finished it, you're successful, you've got another book that'll be coming out shortly. What would you say to an aspiring writer that really would like to do this, but really lacks the know-how, the motivation to actually get started? How difficult was it for you to get started when you finally said, okay, today is the day I'm going to start writing the book?
Yeah, you just have to open up your mind and let your mind take over. Just let the character, just whatever character you're doing, just go into that character's life. Let that character take over. Don't think about anything else. Just let that character take over. You know, do whatever that character's doing and put it down on paper.
Well, the book is In the Dark of the Night. Did you have the title in the beginning, or did that evolve as you were writing the story?
Actually, it evolved because the running title that I had was called Mystery Ranch. It wasn't really catchy. But then I got, you know, In the Dark of the Night, I thought, well, that sounds catchy because everything's catching or is taking place in at night.
Yes.
Mostly, you know, the murder.
And that sort of
Harry's Midnight Walk.
Well, it sets the stage for the story that you're going to tell that unfolds in the Dark of the Night. Leroy Schering is the author, Schering. The book is available wherever books are sold. My thanks to writersbranding.com for setting up the interview today so we're able to talk with Leroy about this book. Leroy, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Keep us in mind when the second book gets out there. You've done an excellent job with this. Looking forward to book number two and having a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Okay, and thank you.
You're welcome. Our guest, Leroy Schering, the book is In the Dark of the Night. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. The direct link to Leroy's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.